Please receive greetings from me to you. Today's devotional moment is on Jesus' commandment that we love one another. Shuffling through your social media accounts, you may see an ad for a seemingly miraculous new pill or cream. It says that it is new and better than anything. The ad might say, "If doctors only knew about this." Then you see some amazing before and after pictures. And just when you are about to push the button to buy and you think the pop-up is finished, you hear these words: "Individual results may vary. Use of this product may involve serious risk. This product is not approved by the Food and Drug Administration." We should be suspicious of swallowing or applying to our skin a product that has no guarantee of safety or results. Jesus spoke a lot about love. Sometimes his words about love sound suspicious and irrational. There is no guarantee of results. Individual results may vary. Love may involve significant risk. Jesus said, as recorded to the Gospel in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, "But to you who are listening, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you, and pray for those who mistreat you. If someone slaps you on one cheek, turn to them the other also. If someone takes your coat, do not withhold your shirt from them. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who are good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do that. But love your enemies. Do good to them. Lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful." Love, according to the standards of Jesus Christ, may be impossible without the Spirit of Jesus dwelling within us, without a clear and tangible personal relationship with Jesus. The vision of Jesus with respect to love is higher than the standards of ordinary life as we know it. A personal relationship with God changes us. God gives us a new moral compass, a compass of love. Christians forgive others because they themselves have been forgiven. But what are we to do when someone hurts us on purpose? In our society, there are people who identify as victims. I don't make light of that. There are indeed situations that cause deep trauma and hurts that are difficult to heal. After a traumatic event, people can suffer from anxiety that is triggered by similar events. This is called post-traumatic stress. Forgiveness, as Jesus taught it, may not sound rational. Forgiveness as a part of healing and recovery from hurts may seem like an unfair burden to place on an injured person. Jesus did not intend for us to merely refrain from vengeance. Jesus wanted us to become loving people. He wanted us to change our characters. In fact, he wanted himself to change our characters so that we are full of love and goodwill towards others. Christians do not follow Jesus' teaching about love in order to gain favor with God. Christians are amazed by God's grace, mercy, and faithfulness towards them, and they experience a change of attitude, a change of spirit, one that allows them to perform miraculous feats of love in situations that involve risk, in situations in which individual results may vary, and with no guarantee of receiving anything in return. May God fill your heart with love today.